Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Hillman. This week on AK, summer camp. Kids can learn to be an astronaut at space camp. For song and dance, maybe it's off to Broadway camp. Fish science? For that, there's no better place than Bristol Bay Salmon Camp. 9 high schoolers from around Alaska learned aquatic science skills as they studied the ecosystem of spawning salmon at Woodtickchick State Park recently. KDLG's Dave Benninger joined the budding young scientists and has this story.
High school-age campers from around Alaska are knee-deep in Hanson's Creek, standing among hundreds of bright red sockeye.
You ever seen anything like this before?
No, it looks like there's blood in the water, so many of them.
Tammy, Lorene, and Larissa are measuring the length and recording the gender of the salmon, at least the ones they can get a hold of.
Down, and then someone
measure
says
it, and like it's 58,
and then we say what their gender, and then we throw them off, but we keep the new ones.
9 high schoolers are wrapping up their week at Salmon Camp on Lake Alegnagik, the first of a series of lakes in Woodtickchick State Park, which is an important spawning ground for Bristol Bay sockeye.
Okay. So with that, we can make some nice measurements.
Dr. Todd Radenbaugh has been leading the high schoolers through all types of field studies on this ecosystem.
So with that, I guess we're going to do what these guys are doing. Load up!
When they finish their work in the spawning grounds of Hanson's Creek, the group rafts their boats together in the middle of the lake.
You're in a very, very interesting spot that I'd like to talk a little bit about how this landscape evolved. Because it is an evolution, in a sense, of a landscape that allows the salmon to be here.
The students sample the water mid-lake to test against samples taken in the creek.
Okay, we got a pressure sensor and a temperature auger. So, okay, so what does that say? 17 is the temperature, and the depth is 0.1.
Salmon Camp is an opportunity for kids from around the state to explore Bristol Bay's salmon ecosystem through some hands-on aquatic science. The students can earn a UAF college credit for participating. It's housed out of Camp Polaris on the shore of the lake and at the base of the aptly named Jackknife Mountain. There's no traditional electricity at camp, so the campers' first task each evening is to check on their array of renewable energy sources.
Generator should be powering.
What kind of equipment we got here?
We got a clamp meter, lets us see how much power is going through a wire. We got the inverter, it changes DC to AC so we can use it. We got a multimeter, we use it as a voltmeter to check the charge of the battery. We got a charge controller so we can leave the panels in the generator out there in the sun and wind and it won't make our batteries boil or explode. We got a couple of fuses, we got a couple kilowatt meters, and a pencil.
What's a pencil for?
Decoration. It's a decorative piece.
The wind turbine has been working in fits and starts.
There we go. Well, it was working.
And it's raining, so the solar panels aren't kicking in much either. One noble volunteer climbs on a bike-powered generator to charge the batteries.
So I can go now?
He's biking and we're trying to get power out of it. There it is.
The students opt to nix the camp lights so they have more power for their laptops and at least one iPod. It is summer camp. Then they get to work compiling the day's data. Radenbaugh knows that working with the data isn't as interesting as the field work in the streams, but he says it's how kids pull the big pictures together.
Science in action, yeah. Right now we've got all the students in there trying to put together all this esoterical stuff that they were collecting. Does it really make sense? Well, it starts coming together when you start putting the data together and discussing each other's data to where they start seeing light bulbs go off.
As they put data into PowerPoints they'll be presenting at the end of the week, Cole and Emily take a minute to talk about this camp experience.
We've learned so much here. It's been awesome. It's like hands-on experience. It's not sitting in the classroom and getting taught about it.
I really like spending time outdoors and learning about the fish and actually getting to catch them and actually record actual like scientific data.
On their last morning, they dissect char side by side with salmon to compare digestive systems.
We'll look and see what's in there. We'll weigh it. We'll pull out the heart, weigh that, and that'll be it unless you guys want to poke around and look for brains.
But camp isn't over with poking around those brains. The students take their data back to Dillingham and present at a symposium at the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation.
But shifting our world's focus to sustainable energy and resources, I think would really benefit us in the long run.
From standing in streams and chest waders to standing in front of an audience with a PowerPoint, these students' first college credit was well earned. Jason Sear contributed to this story. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.